ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, Dr. Daria here. I'm here with the founding executive director of Community Farmers Markets, Katie Hayes. Katie works to promote healthy communities via supporting small local businesses, and she's here today to give us a guide to the farmers market. Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I just went to the farmers market last week with my toddler. It was so much fun, but there's also health benefits. So talk to us about some of the benefits of getting your produce and other products from farmers markets.
Absolutely. So the number one health benefit is the freshness that you'll find at farmers markets. No matter what grocery store you're shopping at, the produce has not been picked within the last 24 hours or week, or even in some cases 3 weeks or a month. But at the farmers market, you'll always find produce that has been picked within 24 or 48 hours. So the fruits and vegetables themselves contain more nutrients than you'd find anywhere else. And they're also traveling from a lot closer distances, so the environmental health impact is huge as well. Your average food travels about 1,500 miles to your plate when you're buying it at the grocery store, and at the farmer's market, it's usually just a few miles away from home.
1,500 miles, so the apple I'm eating traveled 1,500 miles. That's
amazing.
Yeah,
and actually the apple that you're eating might even be 2 years old.
What? 2 years old? How is that?
Apples can be stored for 2 years.
Wow. So at the farmer's market, it's 24 to 48 hours old. And in the grocery store, there is no telling.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other benefits? So nutrients, a better environmental impact, fresher. You know, what about other food products that are at the farmer's market?
Yes. And all of the products that you'll find at your local outdoor farmer's market are usually made by, or always made by, local artisans who are doing the products themselves. So handmade, really crafted with love and care. And the people that are making the products really care what goes into them. They're always using the highest quality local product in the food that's in the value-added product. So whether it's a jam or a jelly or a fresh baked baguette, you know that it's been made, you know, probably also the same day or that week, and it's been made with the freshest, highest quality, best organic ingredients you can find.
That's good to know. I know when I was there the other day, I got a jam that was natural, excuse me, and sugar-free. I obviously need some right now. Tell us about how you're making the community healthier.
And also I just wanted to add on to that. One thing you'll never find in farmers market products is all those ingredients that you can't pronounce. So dyes and, you know, long products with X's and Y's and Z's can't even read or pronounce. You'll never find any of that. So it's all natural, really healthy ingredients that you know where they're coming from and what they are. And I missed your last question because you were coughing.
I know. Clearly, I need to have some more of the natural ingredients from farmers markets. Talk to me about the community farmers markets and how you're encouraging healthy eating.
That's a great question. So what we're all about at community farmers market is the communities that we serve. So we're neighborhood-based, and we really want to make sure that the neighborhoods that we're in are vibrant communities. And so the farmers market themselves serve as a platform for community organizing and gathering, where people come across all walks of life, regardless of income or race or, you know, where you live or where you go to school. They come together and share in community and fair food. And that's one of the most exciting parts about the market. But beyond that, we work really hard to make sure that our communities are healthy. So we have a full-time staff person and a whole outreach program that goes out into the community where people live, work, and play, and do educational programs on cooking, gardening, and nutrition, and really teaching people about how to eat locally in a way that fits their budget. So we really focus on food that is obviously fresh and local, but also affordable. So how you could feed your family for less than you would at a fast food restaurant using locally sourced food. Because sometimes there's the impression that local food can be more expensive. And in some ways it can, but if you know how to shop right and buy in season, then you can you can do it for a very affordable budget.
That's a great point. It often is viewed as more expensive. So how can somebody do that? How can they go to the farmer's market and make sure that they're getting what's healthiest, but also what's affordable or the best bargain?
They really go hand in hand. The things that you'll find are the most affordable is what's in season. So sticking with produce and fruits and vegetables. You'll always find whatever is most plentiful at market that week. So if squash or tomatoes or strawberries or peaches or what have you, it's going to be more affordable because they have more of it and there's more, you know, competition among vendors. So I'd always say look for what we see the most of and look for the most color and go towards that. Some of the items like eggs and meat and bread tend to be more expensive than the produce because there's just so much more hard work that goes into those products from the vendor perspective. If you were to buy it at a conventional grocery store, where there's not quite as much care that's put into that product.
Now, is there the same health benefit, or if somebody, say somebody is short on, you know, trying to really stay in the budget, would you say stick to the fruits and vegetables from the farmer's market and dairy from your local grocery store, or should you really also always try to get as much as you can from the farmer's market?
You know, I personally buy all my groceries at the farmer's market because of all the added health benefits I see. You know, we say a dollar at the farmer's market or a dollar later at the doctor. I think that the products that you're finding in more conventional products like hormones and antibiotics, you're not going to find any of that in this mainly raised and locally sourced meat and dairy. So I think it's worth the extra money. And there's also a couple programs that we have to help it make the food more affordable. The primary one is our double fat program, which we have in conjunction with Wholesome Way of Georgia, where we double all SNAP dollars at the market. And for those that aren't familiar, SNAP is food stamps. So if a family comes and swipes their card for $10, we give them $20 to spend at the market. This is at all of our markets every week. Yeah, so it's doubling the purchasing power for those families, but it's also doubling the income for our farmers. And then we have another program in conjunction with Georgia Organics where we give $5 to every new farmer's market shopper to spend at the market. So if your first time there, you can walk up to the information booth and get $5 free to go shop the market and try something new.
Oh, wow. So any listener can do that?
Yes, anyone can.
Okay, and how do they find that again?
If they just go to the information booth at any of our five markets and introduce themselves and tell them that they're new to the market and how they heard about us, they'll get $5 free.
Awesome. I love that. And how can our listeners in Atlanta can find you? It's at farmatl.org?
Yes.
How can somebody in another demographic find a great farmer's market? Because they're everywhere right now.
They are. They are all over the country, and they're popping up in every town and neighborhood. There's a couple different resources. The USDA has a farmer's market website, and I believe they already have an app, too. But if you just Google, you know, what the closest local outdoor farmer's market is in your town, I bet there is one.
I bet they're cropping up. I love being able to go and support our local farmers. It's good for them. It's good for our health. Okay, in our last 30 seconds, what's your favorite thing to buy that's in season right now in the farmer's market?
Oh, that's a hard one, but I would have to say peaches. Being that we're in Georgia and this is the height of peach season, they're just so wonderful and ripe right now. And my baby daughter is just absolutely loving them. So we're a peach family right now.
All right. So right now, go to the farmer's market and buy yourself some peaches wherever you're living. But again, buy whatever. I like what you said. Whatever everybody seems to have the most of probably is the most in season. And that's going to also be the best thing to be getting at that time.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to taking my daughter again to the farmer's market this coming weekend. She really enjoyed it, and it's a great way to get really fresh vegetables. And for all of our listeners, you can learn more about Community Farmers Market at www.farmatl.org. Also, check out the USDA Farmers Market website. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.